Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The third hour of this live Saturday show. Phone number is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the captain.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a social media site, and it is run by us, which means that it's not some sort of big tech thing.
It's not a socialist media site.
That's true. Although, if you're a socialist, we won't ban you.
Yeah, you are welcome, of course.
You know, you can post over there.
I'm just saying that the site itself and the people behind it are not socialist.
Yeah, the users do tend to be our listeners, and that tends to mean that they're pretty freedom-friendly folks. But we don't have any specific restrictions on, you know, what you have to believe or whatever. So go to social.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up over there, and then you'll have more freedom to express yourself because you won't be on Twitter. Well, be on Facebook.
Any socialist with any brains will back libertarian causes because libertarians want them to have their own little place to live.
Yeah, how many of those are there? Socialists with brains.
Socialists with brains? Well, they're not listening to us now because most of them shun technology, but they're really? Going to get herded. Okay, so the socialists that I've met that make a lot of sense are kind of scared of their phone.
Sorry, I just had a thought about democratic socialists. Does that mean that there's a bunch of socialists that get around and vote on who the next socialist is going to be?
Well, there is voting that goes on, but it's basically to control industry.
I mean, so once you peel back layer one and you realize that our civilization is not actually capitalist, you might be confused into thinking that it's socialist.
It's crony capitalist.
It's fascist.
Yes, it's...
It is.
It's...
Government.
Corporate fascist.
It's corporate fascism. Crony capitalism is another viable term.
Once you peel back that first layer and you're like, oh, it's not actually capitalist, you might be confused into thinking that it was socialist.
Government-controlled industries.
And I'll say this about the socialists, the actual socialists. They can't actually solve the problems, but they're trying to. Real socialists are trying to solve problems with inadequate tools.
Yeah, unfortunately, they believe in the government as a tool to make people somehow wealthy.
I mean, the government is a tool, just not in their definition.
And that's why this isn't actually socialism. They're not trying to solve problems. They're not trying to solve problems with inadequate tools. That's what socialists do. They're trying to create problems and profit off of the chaos that those problems create.
Just take a look at the COVID madness, right? If you need any further evidence that government cannot do anything to prevent the spread of this new disease, well, then I don't know what to tell you, because there's plenty of evidence. The masks didn't work, the vaccines didn't work, the lockdowns
didn't work.
Social distancing didn't work, so none of that works. So trying to solve your problem by throwing some government at it really never works.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Bruce. He's on the line listening in Oregon. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm just talking about this eviction moratorium they're trying to put in.
Yeah.
Well, just quickly, you know, I was getting ready to retire, so I decided, seeing as how there's no interest rates in there, I decided to buy the house next door.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, just after I bought it, you know, we got 1 month payment, and they never paid.
Oh, my God.
They started, you know, saying, you know, we're under that eviction notice because my husband's got laid off because of the COVID, which he did not, we found out. Anyway, so 20 months later, no rent, but I have to make all the yearly payments, monthly payments, and now they decided that they want us to pay their utilities while they're not employed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier. Yeah. Like, as a landlord, if you own a property and your tenants don't pay the utilities, you can be, depending on your state, forced to pay the utilities for your rental property.
Well, and you're being backed into a corner. You're being backed into a corner where as soon as that eviction moratorium lifts,
It's over as of Thursday. That was what we spent the first hour talking about tonight. The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 ruling overturned the eviction moratorium. Now, Bruce,
they did their job.
What is that going to mean as far as Oregon? Well, now you see the thing you're missing here is some states like California and Illinois have state moratorium on eviction. So what's going on in Oregon? You know, have you filed in court over the last 20 months? Where are you at with this?
Well, I apologize, but I was from California. I decided I had to get out of there.
Good man.
My house was in California, and you're right. Newsom decided that, you know, that he just kept extending and extending and extending it.
And he will keep doing that.
Yeah, and so every time that, you know, we thought we'd be able to get him out to sell it, he slapped that eviction notice so we couldn't get them out.
Jesus. Okay, so the house you're calling about is in California, so you are stuck until further notice, basically. When's the current deadline on the state eviction moratorium?
There was me. It was what, a month ago, and in 2 days before it got lifted, they decided to extend it again.
Wow.
And so that's the fourth extension they had. And, of course, it's just ridiculous. And, of course, you know, we want to sell it, but we can't. We've tried to get him evicted, but the sheriff department would not do it unless we could get a court date.
Right.
Are you unable to sell it because you have the tenants in there that aren't paying?
Yes, we couldn't do it because reason why we wanted to get him evicted so he could sell it, but unfortunately, the sheriff would evict him.
Just so you know, the sheriff does actually have the authority to do that.
Not if they're under the California state government.
The sheriff is actually a different, it's a different department. It's not police. They have the legitimate authority to enforce a contract.
Well, that's a nice theory, but we'll see if that ever happens to anybody in California.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. Yeah. I'm saying, well, and here's the thing. Like, there's a difference between what you have the authority to do and what you do. So, for the first time in my lifetime, the White House has admitted that there is a thing that's beyond their power. They admitted that they have no power to extend the moratorium. They specifically said, we cannot find any legal authority to do this.
Then they did it anyway, and now it's been overturned by the Supreme Court. Bruce, I'm sorry to hear about this situation, man, and good luck. Feel free to call us with an update, you know, a few weeks or a month or 2 months or however long. You know.
Later, you know, it's just crazy. It's just ridiculous. I remember talking to our county. I said, listen, do I really have to pay my yearly taxes on this? And they said, absolutely. I said, now, if I don't pay the utilities, and they said they'll put a lien against my house. So it's kind of a rock and a hard spot. And they would not allow us to, you know, postpone paying the taxes or the utilities. They wouldn't do it. We're sorry.
You're screwed.
Anyway, it's a tough thing. I know there's a lot of people out there having the same problem. And hopefully that maybe this regime will stop that and just get on. Anyway,
Bruce, I appreciate it, man.
Keep calling in. Let us know how this goes. Let us know if there's no change. Let us know if there's some change.
Yeah,
please,
for sure.
Please 20 keep
months,
calling in.
20 months, he says this has been going on.
I wonder if... I used to be a commercial fisherman for a short period of time, and when a storm is approaching you and you're in a small ocean craft, you don't turn and run away from the storm. You turn the boat into the storm, right? And that's how you get through the storm. So I'm wondering if this guy in his particular predicament could solve his problem by, I don't know, finding a bunch of additional people to move into that house in addition to the people who are already living there in order as a strategy to get them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but who are you going to find that wants to do that?
Well, homeless?
If someone has a legitimate claim, you know? Then they're going to have an argument against someone who has an illegitimate claim.
But the state is backing the people with the illegitimate claim.
The state's not backing anyone.
Yes, they are. Those same sheriffs are going to show up.
They won't see anything in court. They won't see anything in court right now.
Oh, look, if you try to send somebody into this house, those renters are going to call the cops on them, and the cops are going to show up.
At least it'll get you a day in court, because right now you cannot find a day in court because someone owes you rent and isn't paying.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's a desperate move. Maybe that's all you got left at this point.
Maybe he's in a position where he can afford to do it for a while. You know what I mean? But not many people on planet Earth can afford to have a rental property and also pay for the utilities and et cetera.
The real solution is to create a community with actual human beings around you, figure out what your rules are for being in your community, and figure out how you determine the truth of a subject.
Yeah, well, that's the long-term solution, that doesn't really help our caller in the moment. He's screwed.
True.
I mean, there's really no answer here that's going to be a good one. He bought a house in California.
Well, that's what we get for relying on them.
You know, one of the best things, I mean, I don't know if the best bet is to keep this going and see how long before they let up, and then maybe you get a chance to get it back, but then who do you put in next? You know, is it better to just let this thing die? Let the state take it or the bank take it? I mean, there's no good answer here. More coming up. This is Free Talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number if you want to join us here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass here in the studio. And you can, of course, call us anytime you want. 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But first, I want to tell you, September 4th at 3:33 p.m., and I think this is actually happening in all time zones at 3:33 p.m., as I understand it. So wherever you happen to be, if it's 3:33 p.m., this event is happening on September 4th. You can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event. You do not need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Star Child will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. If you do not know who or what he is, don't view this as an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. To participate in the event at approximately 3:33 p.m., you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing, look around you, and start smiling. If you see someone else smiling, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming toward you, you will step up and give them a hug. As you hug, hold this intention in your mind. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. And by the way, both smiling and hugs are healthy and good for you, containing no carcinogens, trans fats, or high fructose corn syrup, and hopefully no artificial ingredients. We go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's start with John. He is listening in Delaware to WDOV. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, man, that's great. Hopefully no artificial ingredients. You can say that again, bro. How about that that last caller, man? Tell me that's not a total, complete shame that this guy's got to pay the bank note, he's got to pay the property tax, and now these sick pigs are trying to make him pay the utility bills. What's going on, man? This is a mass psychosis. It's the same thing that happened during the Salem witch trials. If we don't get a handle on this thing, and I mean soon, we're going to be the next ones that are burned at the stake, my brother. You better believe it. Do you know what a mass psychosis is, sir?
I think we're living through one.
You're absolutely right. It's when all the psychologically unstable people get the top of the powerful positions, man. We got people that need to go seek a therapist running our government, man. And when that happens, you know, look at the socialism, the communism. Within 20 years, man, within 20 years, I'm 42 years old, I went from having everybody and anybody I know being almost a complete and total patriot to totally hating the country that has given them more than they will be able to obtain anywhere else in the world. It's a shame. These people are shameless, man, and disgusting.
Can I thank you for something?
Yeah.
Thank you for being impeccable with your speech. Because I know that you're upset, and I know that you're angry, but you've avoided the kind of words that bring us into the reptilian part of our brain, which in our case is the kind of words that the FCC doesn't want us to say, which, like, look, man, every time that I have called in and been as angry as you are, I have had to be deleted.
I want to say, too, that what else is a shame is that we, and I mean people, I mean the human race, somehow think that it's a good idea to have an institution that attracts nothing but the mentally insane, the psychopaths, you know, the murderers, right, all that kind of thing, the sociopaths, right?
That's the worst thing about the institution, is that it's seen as a good thing.
The institution is the problem. We need to get rid of the institution of violence, the institution of coercion.
It needs to be collapsed and crumbled from its very foundation and started all over again, man.
Oh, I don't want to start it over.
Well, okay. So
it needs to be replaced with voluntary.
It
needs to be collapsed right down to its foundations. However, we do not need to start over again. We have a bunch of great ideas. The non-aggression principle, the idea of individual choice, that I can make decisions for myself and you can make decisions for yourself, that is something that we need to hold on to. Yes, we need to collapse the institutions down to their base, but we can take all of the good stuff that they've done and just make that part of the framework. We can take the entire financial institution and we can remake it in the image of freedom, which is exactly what Satoshi Nakamoto did.
I appreciate you guys. I love the show, man. I didn't mean to go off like that.
No, it's all good.
I appreciate you so much, man. To get my point across. We're intelligent people. We're more intelligent than the powers that be right now, and we're going to win this thing back, man. I guarantee
you. Exactly appreciate you, man. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call. The number here is 603-283-6160. Well, I don't know if we can win back a thing we never had. I mean, we never have been free. The restrictions, not in my lifetime, the restrictions have become worse over time in a lot of ways. But no, I mean, there's always been taxes. And as long as there's a tax out there, you are not free.
We act freely most of the time.
Yeah, but there's always some guy who's telling you, you got to pay him in order to be able to walk around without restriction. Find me the place in the world where that guy doesn't exist.
Okay, right this second, there's not that dude. Yes.
That's because he's been paid off.
He could burst through the window, and that would be a thing.
That's because that guy was paid off, Peekless. That guy is the City of Keene Financial Tax Department or whatever, and it's a series of them. There's more than one guy.
Right.
But they got a payment.
Paid off.
They got a payment back in May, and so they'll leave you alone. Yeah, we did. We, as in the show, the church, that which, you know, allows this thing to be, that which owns this particular, quote-unquote, owns this property, has somewhat level of control over it, had to pay off those dudes. That's why they're not coming through with a Bearcat right now.
Yep.
Because if you don't pay them, after 2 years, they come take your S.
And the same is true for, well, almost anything, right? As long as you pay the extortion fee, generally speaking, they leave you alone.
As long as you pay the extortion fee, you can live like a human being. But that's what we want. That's what we all want.
I don't want to pay the extortion
fee. I just
want to
live like human beings.
I do want to live like a human being. I don't want to pay no extortion fee.
Agreed. Yeah, we don't need to be extorted in order to be able to live. And this is a criminal enterprise from top to bottom. They've always been with us. And they've been around for, you know, generations, thousands of years, even longer than the American government has been around. There's been criminals who have masqueraded as though we need them.
And let us not forget that the United States government, the America that everybody is so in love with, was supposed to be the experiment. It was supposed to be the world's smallest government because everybody was like, we just need a little bit of government. Mm-hmm. We can't get by without a little bit of government. And so they said, okay, all right, fine. We'll put together the world's smallest government.
The best possible minarchist argument ever.
Inside of 200 years or so has become
the
world's
government ever.
Largest empire that the globe has ever seen, ever.
Okay, and I hate to call Solomon a liar, but we are seeing something new under the sun. For the very first time, there is a wealth transfer to the free people. That's never happened before.
You're talking about cryptocurrency.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And that is a way out of this. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, you can. Plus, speaking of that empire, Captain, you've got some numbers from Afghanistan. I want to make sure we can get to those tonight.
Let's do it.
That's on the way. It's Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in southern Louisiana are urging residents to evacuate as Hurricane Ida bears down on the Gulf Coast. New Orleans' mayor has advised residents to evacuate as several parishes have issued mandatory evacuation orders. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Saturday that Ida has the potential to be one of the strongest storms to ever hit his state. He's also mobilized more than 4,000 members of the Louisiana National Guard, with another 5,000 ready to be called into action if needed. Ida could strengthen into a Category 4 storm before it makes landfall on Sunday. And another terrorist attack at the Kabul airport is likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to President Biden. In a Saturday statement, Biden said that he was informed by military commanders that another attack is likely and that military leaders are taking every possible measure to prioritize protecting service members. He also said a U.S. airstrike that killed two high-profile ISIS targets was only the beginning of the U.S.'s retaliation for Thursday's suicide bombing that killed 13 service members. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Ida is strengthening as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico towards the coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The storm is now a Category 2 hurricane, and forecasters say Ida will potentially bring catastrophic winds, life-threatening storm surge, and heavy rainfall and flooding. The storm is expected to make landfall on Sunday, moving inland over parts of Louisiana and western Mississippi on Monday. President Biden met with FEMA officials on Saturday, laying out the federal efforts to assist in preparations for the storm.
We've deployed 500 FEMA emergency response personnel in Texas and Louisiana, in addition to 2,000 FEMA personnel already supporting our COVID response in the region. And we pre-positioned food, water, generators, and other supplies in the area. Power restoration and mobile communication support teams are also en route. We've also closely coordinated with the electric utilities to restore power as soon as possible and to support your response and recovery efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join in, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Open phones, as always. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Captain.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can sign up for our email list. You go to freetalklive.com, you'll find the little email sign-up box on there. Drop your email in and we will inform you of things you should probably know about Free Talk Live when you should know them. I used to say once a week, but I don't do it once a week. Just do it whenever there's something to say.
I've been getting your emails. I signed up.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Check it out over at freetalklive.com. It's the old school way of keeping in touch, but you know what? It's pretty reliable, and there's no big tech corporation that can cut us off of email.
That's how old I am. Email is old school.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls. But first, Captain, you have a number, a big number.
That's
and
a
it
number.
Is of people who have perished in Afghanistan, presumably as a result of United States meddling and militarism and adventurism there.
This article claims directly, so this okay. doesn't include indirect
mm-hmm.
people. This is from FEE.org. New Ivy League report reveals devastating human and financial costs of Afghanistan war. Don't lose sight of the truly tremendous loss of life involved in this conflict amid considering the disruption ensuing as it comes to an end. The chaotic aftermath of the U.S. military's withdrawal from Afghanistan is making international headlines and capturing the world's attention. Lost in this conversation is the true scope and cost of the 20-year war that is finally coming to an end. But a new Ivy League report sheds light on this reality and sums up the truly devastating human and financial costs of the war in Afghanistan. The Watson Institute at Brown University just released an updated accounting of the public expenditure and loss of life incurred by the conflict to date.
I've heard trillions, but I don't know how many trillions.
Mm-mm, no, it's not trillions.
No?
Okay. This is direct now, again, remember. The researchers have found that up to 241,000 people have died directly as a result of the war. They note that this astounding figure doesn't even include deaths caused by disease, loss of access to food, water, loss of access to infrastructure, or any
Those
other
are
indirect
all the people that died indirectly.
Right, or any other indirect consequence. These are just the people who quite literally were murdered.
They got caught in a bomb explosion or shot by the troops whatever.
Direct. 241,000 people.
Murders.
Mm-hmm.
241,000 murders.
Per Brown, 2,442 of the lives lost in Afghanistan were U.S. military personnel.
Hmm.
So out of that 241,000, 2,400 or so were U.S. personnel. Were lost in Afghanistan. Six were Department of Defense civilians, and 3,846 were U.S. contractors. Meanwhile, at least 66,000 of the deceased were members of the Afghan National Military and Police. Approximately 1,144 were troops from U.S. allied countries. A heartbreaking 47,245 civilians were killed, 72 journalist media workers, and 444 humanitarian aid workers. The loss of life involved in this conflict is truly tremendous, and we should not lose sight of the fact while considering the disruption ensuing as it comes to an end.
So
they go into some financial numbers about the financial cost and that kind of thing.
Well, I am curious. Do they give you a total financial cost on this?
Let's see.
Because, like I said, I've heard trillions, but you're saying that wasn't the case.
I thought you were talking about
cost
people.
Is much more important.
Yeah, I mean,
there are a lot of people out there who are mourning the loss of a human being.
I'm sorry, when you mentioned trillions, I thought you were talking about
meaning people. There aren't
the people,
even
the, right,
there's
yeah,
not even 10
I was like,
billion
whoa,
people.
Yeah. So the financial cost, however, the Brown researchers report the war in Afghanistan and the related conflict in neighboring Pakistan, because one led to the other, has cost the U.S. taxpayers $2.313 trillion.
Okay, it wasn't the trillions then.
Trillion to date. That comes out to nearly $15,000 per federal taxpayer. And this 2.3 plus trillion sum is almost certainly an underestimate of the full costs, as the researchers note. This figure does not include funds that the United States government is obligated to spend on lifetime care for things like veterans of the war, nor does it include future interest payments on the money borrowed to fund the war.
So how many trillion?
2.3.
Okay, and I hate to repeat myself in a single show, but this is important. So 1 million is next Thursday. 1 million seconds is next Thursday. 1 billion seconds is 35 years from now. 1 trillion seconds is 3 times all of civilization. That's what a trillion is.
And this is $2.313 trillion dollars have been spent. So,
and if anyone's like, well, they shouldn't have been defending their country, well, are you mourning someone who defended your country? Because that's what they did.
They go on to say, as Ludwig von Mises wrote, war, quote, is harmful not only to the conquered, but to the conqueror, unquote. Society, he continued, has arisen out of the works of peace. The essence of society is peacemaking. Peace and not war is the father of all things. Only economic action has created the wealth around us. Labor, not the profession of arms, brings happiness. Peace builds, war destroys.
And I think most Americans wanted out of this thing for a very, very long time, and finally that seems like it's happening. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Of course, they won't learn their lesson the next time the government rattles a saber. I'm sure Americans are going to be jumping right behind another invasion. But, Jet, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Kentucky.
Hello.
Hey.
I like calling in on Saturday night because I get to deal with the trifecta of thinker blinkers, and I appreciate you guys.
Okay. What's on your mind?
What I wanted to call about tonight was, you know, we heard a lot this last week about lockdowns.
Mm.
And one of the things, whether you believe this or not, one of my commissions in life is to help do what I can to change the world, to help people change their thinking and the way that they're, the direction they're going. But since most people have been indoctrinated with this nonsense and fantasy we call authoritarianism, the only way to change their mind is through inculcation, which is like a repeated or reiterated set of concepts and phrases. And so I've got a couple things, just two things that I don't hear a lot about on the radio. Number one is this disease or whatever is not going to be the only stinking disease we ever get.
Nope.
Or the only problem that ever comes up. And people need to realize that.
And they're going to freak out about the next one, too, because they know they can get away with it.
You
they push
cannot
the boundaries.
Legislate disease away.
Right.
Well, that's why we see this as kind of like a not a dry run, but an actual pre-run of things to come. Because, like I said, there's going to be not only just one thing that might come up, there'll be multiple things. You know, Revelation talks about famines and pestilence and earthquakes and hurricanes and all this kind of stuff.
Hey, to be fair, we actually solved the famine thing. Like, having a free market actually solved the famine thing.
Well, not a free market. Yeah, look what happened when the government got involved with these lockdowns. It actually harmed the food distribution quite a bit here.
Let's talk about the lockdown. The idea that here's another thing that people just don't see, because you've got to keep reasoning with other humans. They don't see that this one person or some group of people goes, you must stay in your home, but they don't stay in their homes. I mean,
the government guys.
Yeah, no, I see that all the time.
No, the people that make up these rules don't follow their own rules.
Right.
I mean,
rules for thee and not for me.
Yeah, how many photos have we seen of these government gangsters who advocate for masks and distancing, having some sort of party where they're not wearing a mask, and, they, you know, it's totally two sets of rules.
Hey, Jet.
But Jet, those are the two things right there.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
So
you can.
I have a supreme appreciation of your correcting our words, but what do we do about the context? Because I can say words that should mean a certain thing, and it doesn't mean that thing because of the context.
I'll hang on to Jet here, and we'll bring him back. I presume he can stick with us, and I'll have you re-ask the question in just a moment, because I want to know what you mean exactly by context. More on the way, and your thoughts welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up, 603-283-6160.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, moments remain. If you're not on the line right now, we probably can't get you in, so don't bother calling at this point. Loaded up. Lots of people. Yeah, lots of people wanted to comment here tonight. I appreciate you guys participating. That's what makes the show interesting, I think, more so.
So we do this 7 nights a week.
Yeah, so if you don't get in tonight, we're going to do our best to get you on if you're on hold. But if we don't, then the phones are always open on Sunday night. And you can talk to us then. It's always best to call in earlier rather than later, of course. But, you know, we'll take you whenever we can. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. But I do want to remind you, over at freetalklive.com, we got a ton of features. And one of them is being able to watch us, if that's something you actually want to do. You know, we do have faces for radio. But you can go to...
I've got a beard around without masks on.
I've got a beard for radio.
Me.
You can go to video.freetalklive.com and you can follow us on our new-ish Odyssey channel there. You can check out Odyssey. It's a pretty cool platform.
Don't be too judgy because I'm having a bad hair day.
That is blockchain-based and decentralized and basically censorship-free, at least the protocol behind Odyssey, which is called Library. If you go to video.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right to our channel. You can see past archives there. If we're live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, you'll see a little live indicator, and you can click on that, and you can watch the show live and comment to other listeners that happen to be in there. We are on a bunch of other video streaming platforms, mm-hmm. like Twitch and DLive and on occasion YouTube. But
Vaughn.
Those things can all get pulled out from underneath us at a moment's notice, and that basically can't happen with Library Odyssey. So go to video.freetalklive.com. Please hit the follow button there. We're still, I think, around 800 followers, so thank you to everybody who is following us. But that's after, like, years, because we've been on Library for a long time, and Odyssey is sort of a system that's built on top of Library. Both of them, very cool, worth your time, worth looking into. And if you're, a YouTube video creator and you're sick of being on YouTube, or you can see that the end might be coming for your mm-hmm. channel, you might want to consider getting on Odyssey. And it's super easy when you're signing up for Odyssey. And they don't pay me to tell you this or anything like that. We just really love Odyssey. There's a little checkbox. saying, hey, I've got a channel. I'd like to import it. I'd like to ingest it into the Odyssey system. And then, you know, they walk you through that, and, man, it's super easy.
Click, click, your whole channel's on Odyssey.
Basically. I mean, it takes a little time. But, yeah, it's that simple. So check it out at video.freetalklive.com. We go back to Jet, and I believe, Peekless, you had a question for Jet. Can you recap what that was?
So the thing that I have always loved about Jet is that he's correcting our speech. He's making sure that we use the right words, because the beginning of all wisdom is proper speech, is to use the right words for what you're trying to describe. But here's my problem. I can use the right words, but there's this context. And when I try to describe certain things, it won't be heard because of the context that I'm living in. So how do I cope with the fact that there are topics that I try to talk about, there are ideas I try to bring up, and because of our context, it gets funneled into something that I didn't mean?
Can you give me an example of that? Because like some of the things that Jet talks about are, instead of calling it government, call them goons or tyrants.
So here's like the most obvious thing I can think of. When I say all lives matter, now, literally what that means is awesome. Yes, good. But contextually, that means you are going against this idea. So, for me, if you say Black Lives Matter, I'm like, you prick. How dare you bring into question that their lives matter? Now, I will say, black lives don't matter to police. So, I mean,
seemingly,
how do we deal with this context? How do we be precise with our speech when the ground underneath our feet, so to speak, is being shifted?
Well, the only thing I can think of while you're talking there is that whenever you talk to anyone about it, you always have to keep it so short and simple, so small, and typically in the form of a question. When you ask the question, you know, like you said before, is this going to be the only pandemic we're ever going to have? Do you have the right to lock people up in their homes? You know, even though most people are not accustomed to reasoning, and less of them are accustomed to forms of logic, mm-hmm. simply can use the simplest form of logic by saying, can you do this in your humanity? Are you permitted to do these things? And if not, then tell me why other people are. In other words, always with a little question. Does that help?
So, like, is it okay for you to kidnap me?
Yeah, most people would say no, of course not. But they don't see what the police do as kidnapping. They see that as an arrest, something else.
Well, it seems to me that is a valid question to ask a police officer. Is it okay for you to kidnap me? I mean, if you happen to be in the situation where you can actually talk to them, which is rare.
Yes. Again, I wouldn't use kidnapping because that a lot of times refers to kids. I would use abducting.
Right, so you know, is it okay for you to abduct me?
Abduct, yeah.
Is, I think, maybe a small enough question that it can be digested.
Well, I would say, do you have the right? Not, is it okay? Mm. Well, you can use okay, too, but any short question like that, to be able to step
through. Do we even know what rights are?
Yeah.
Well, we do.
Yeah, I got a kick out of what you said. The beginning of wisdom is something about communication. Well, the Bible says
the beginning of wisdom is
fear of God.
Thank you, Jeff, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Pam. She's on the line in New Mexico. Pam, you're on Free Talk Live listening in Las Cruces.
Hi there.
Hey.
I have a question. I actually really admire you guys trying to set up your own libertarian area of the country where everyone will be cooperative and agree to your rules. But how do you keep people honest when you do such
reputation
when it comes to cryptocurrency? Yeah, reputation. But let's say
when it comes to cryptocurrency, we don't have to keep each other honest.
Okay. It's baked into the system. You don't have to trust because the math is good and it's open source. You can always, you know, programmers can check on
what it. Cryptocurrency forces you to do is make sure that you fully understand the financial transaction that you are about to make before you make it, because you know that the transaction is not reversible in any way, shape, or form.
Right. So whoever sets up a cryptocurrency is not going to run off with it. Someday when you go find out all your stuff is gone.
Well, now, hold on. Okay, so part of the whole cryptocurrency ethos or whatever is open source. The idea being that anyone who's got the programming chops, which I don't think is anyone in this room, and probably you not you either, Pam, but if you're a programmer, you know one who you trust, you can have them look at the code, and they can say, oh, oof, there's a backdoor in this. Don't buy it.
If you're going to run off with the currency, you've got to have half the computers that are doing that currency.
Or there's a backdoor, for instance, in some of the code. I mean, like some
like
of these
Dogecoin,
Ethereum,
some
of these Ethereum smart contracts. There's been quote unquote mistakes made in the coding, and then somebody takes advantage of that, and then they suck, you know, thousands of Ethereum out of the system, and they run away, and they, you know, they get all kinds of millions of dollars.
Well, that sounds like design, not mistake.
Well, right. It could have been that, or it could have been the other thing. You don't really know necessarily. But what I'm saying here is, just because something purports itself as a cryptocurrency doesn't mean that it is. There are thousands of these things out there in the marketplace right now, and I'm going to tell you, some of them are scams.
Well, and the very worst of that is the central bank digital currency, which they will tell you is a blockchain.
Oh, it's a straight up
blockchain. It's not a decentralized blockchain.
Here's how you know. Is it decentralized, borderless, open, neutral, and censorship resistant? Those are the five pillars of what a cryptocurrency is. If it meets all five of those criteria, then it is a cryptocurrency, and then everything we said positive about it and as far as transactions
and,
is true.
And because I'm kind of dumb, I would say the two things about that, is it decentralized and is it open?
Yeah.
Right.
And that means you got to do some research. So you can't just throw a dart at a, you know, a list of cryptos and say, I'll take that one. You need to do a little bit of due diligence on this. Now, obviously, if you're looking at the top 10 cryptos, probably somebody's done some research on those things, but if you're looking in the bottom, you know, 1,000 or whatever.
But surprisingly, these people who put these cryptocurrencies together, or the people who support them and develop them, are relatively easy to contact within social media and that type of a thing. So if you want to ask a question directly,
but that doesn't mean that they're honest.
That's true.
You know?
And I will say, if you're going to put the hours in on privacy chains.
Hey, Pam, thanks for the call. I wish we had more time to discuss it. It's kind of a big question, but yeah, basically buyer beware, and competition and reputation is what keeps people honest in the free marketplace, and that's essentially what crypto is. It's a free market. We got more coming up tomorrow. See you then. freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.